The toy jewelry being recalled includes things such as metal rings, necklaces, bracelets, and pendants. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says about half of the jewelry found in these gumball and vending machines contains high amounts of lead. Children can become exposed to the lead by putting the bracelets and rings in their mouths or by accidentally swallowing them. Scott Wolfson is with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. He says the companies who imported the toy jewelry failed in their testing of the products.
Federal standards say there should be no accessible lead in children's products, and that was not done in this case. The quality assurance was not done, so it made its way out there into the vending machines.
Wolfson says the jewelry being recalled has been sold over the last 2 years. He urges parents to look for the jewelry in their homes, and if any is found, to throw it out. Studies have found that even small amounts of lead exposure can lead to permanent developmental problems in children. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.